Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, and it's our first January Saturday morning, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Yes, and we have got Isaac in the house.
I'm here.
Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery up north off of Goslin Road in Spring. Beautiful location. So thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and Happy New Year to all of our listeners. Good morning.
And it's going to be a great gardening year this year.
Oh, yeah. Yay!
I just know it.
You know it.
I just know it. It feels like there's not much winter.
Oh, I know. I've been.
You say that.
I know. I've seen both.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
It seems like Isaac. Maybe the forecasters are pulling back a little bit on that little scare they thought they talked about.
I don't know because you're seeing it up north.
Yeah.
You're seeing some cold temperatures.
Okay,
a lot
but that's
of snow.
Them.
Well, I know, but you're seeing it in North Texas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You see it in the panhandle, so I think it's just time will tell.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
If it falls down.
I'm not waiting, and I'm not counting on the weatherman.
Yeah.
I'm being cautious,
I am preparing.
Yeah.
Getting the garden ready, and
uh-huh.
I'm not going to let it hold me back.
Right. Well, and the days have been so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like, how can you not get out there and, you know, dibble and dabble and make plans and start gathering
Absolutely.
Up the plants? So fun. So planning, like you said, it is a Happy New Year. And good morning, everybody, to Home Show Garden Pros. Let me remind everyone what we are.
Yes.
They may have just fallen upon us this morning. And you have fallen upon the best garden show ever. And this is why.
Uh-huh.
Because we have the smartest people and the best experts in the Houston and surrounding areas.
That garden here.
That garden
right,
here.
Right.
That buy and sell here.
Mm-hmm.
And those include Spring Gardens Nursery, like I said. Mm-hmm. Isaac is here taking your calls at 281-833-3333. So you can call in and you can talk with all three of us. Well, the two of us. The Sherry and the Isaac. They're the experts. I'm kind of the truck driver here.
Yeah.
And so Spring Gardens Nurseries, you come in about, I don't know, we rotate through. And then you've also heard from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
Mm-hmm.
They come through and it's Anita. Sometimes we have Peter. And then Plants for All Seasons. I was going to say Plants for All Nurseries. Plants for All Seasons. Kelly has been in, and she rotates through Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. They are more south, Richmond-Rosenberg area. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center, and they're north. And then, like I said, Spring Gardens Nursery.
So we got Houston
yes,
covered, north,
right.
south, east,
covered.
West.
Right.
So any of those, they're all locally owned and operated, which is fantastic.
Yes.
And that's why I say we have the smartest folks in the room. So this is Home Show Garden Show, Home Show Garden Pros. Golly, the new year is just, come on, brain, click out here. And yes, you can call in at 281-833-3333, but there's so much to do, like Sherry said.
So much planning and preparation.
Yeah.
I know Isaac and I spend a lot of time getting ready to, sell things to people.
Right.
But there's so much that homeowners can do right now in the yard.
Yeah.
That doesn't require planting that you're going to have to protect just in case we have a freeze, but getting your soil ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the time. And you can plant deciduous trees and fruit trees right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge time
to
be planting those things to get them established before our hardest season. You know, winters are not our hardest season like they are up north.
See,
summers
I love
are
that
our
reminder.
Hardest season.
Yes.
And so we've got to get roots established before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And if you want to know what to do, give us a call.
Yeah.
281-833-3333, and we can answer all your questions.
That's right. That's right. What's on the list? And if you're new to this part of the country, it's we're going to drill
Which
it
we have
into
a
you.
Huge influx of
yes.
new people that has just moved in. I know you're probably seeing that up in the Spring Woodlands area.
Yeah.
People from all over the world, really, but especially like people from up north and people from California are moving in. And your timing is so different in those markets, those garden areas.
Yeah.
You know, the Gulf Coast is very special.
Yeah. And they're probably thinking, why are these garden centers open? You know? And well, this is why, because we garden year round.
Yeah, we don't shut down.
No.
It's 365 days.
We're year round.
But I mean, I'm on a lot of gardening Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure Isaac, you get on them too.
Mm-hmm.
Sandy, I know I see you comment on them. But there's a, you know, every post just about, I moved here from up north.
Oh, yeah.
I can't figure out the gardening here. Well, if you can't figure it out, plug into one of the Home Show Garden Pros nurseries.
Right.
Make that your spot.
Yeah.
Listen to us.
Yeah.
And you'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
The timing's everything.
It is. And the dabbling. And I think it's a great suggestion to remind people, let's get our beds prepped and everything now. I don't like to just have, you know, a full 2 days of projects in just in the yard, because we all have other things to do. So this is a great time to start with the one little thing that we can do now.
Right.
Then add your fruit trees if you want. And, you know, so it's not one big major project where it's fun.
Yes. Yeah.
I like that. I mean, that's kind of my strategy.
Work in phases.
Yeah. In phases. It is.
Because we want it to be, you know, enjoyable.
Yes. And not.
It's supposed to be enjoyable.
Right.
Not work.
Right. And it is.
Yes.
Yes. So many studies talk about it, you know, playing in the soil and what it does.
It's good for your mental health.
Yeah. This is also a great time to do your trimming on your deciduous trees.
Yeah.
Because they're dormant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not in an active growth state.
Right.
So you're not going to put them into a shock. Yeah. You're not going to
cause
some regrowth.
But you never want to prune more than a third.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But just do some light.
Yeah, no creep murder.
Right, right. But that's another thing that we can talk about, proper pruning on crepe myrtles.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to do that right after this.
Okay.
And we will return. Home Show Garden Pros will return after this. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-33. And we've got calls lining up already after this.
Your lawn from summer stress. Give it what it needs from Landscaper's Pride. Choose the perfect blend from their 27 locally sourced, nutrient-rich green space summer antidotes. Healthy soil compost, mushroom compost, and enriched topsoil, perfect for repairing and restoring. Bring the green back to your green spaces. Landscaper's Pride blends are specifically designed to heal and nourish Texas yards and gardens. Find Landscaper's Pride at the Garden Pro near you. Learn more at landscaperspride.com. Landscaper's Pride.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, all lawn and plant enthusiasts. This is Kelly from Plants for All Seasons on 249. Are you ready to celebrate the beauty of nature and the joy of gardening? Look no further than Plants for All Seasons, your go-to garden center for all your botanical needs. For 50 years, Plants for All Seasons has been proudly serving our community as a family-owned and operated business. At Plants for All Seasons, we are more than just a nursery. We are your partners in gardening success. Need trees to add shade and beauty to your landscape? We've got you covered. Looking for vibrant shrubs to create a stunning border? We have an extensive selection. Seeking annuals and perennials to bring color and life to your garden? Look no further. But that's not all. Plants for All Seasons also offers a wide range of pesticide solutions, soils, compost, and mulches to ensure your plants thrive in any season. We believe that healthy soil is the foundation for a flourishing garden, and we're here to provide you with the best products to make it happen. So come on down to Plants for All Seasons and let us help you make your garden dreams come true. Plants for All Seasons, where your garden thrives in every season, is located near Vintage Park, on the feeder of Highway 249 between Louetta and Jones Roads. Come and see us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I'm Sandy here with
Sherry and Isaac.
Yay. And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And thank you for listening. And good morning and Happy New Year. And Isaac, we have got a call for you. Tariq, good morning. All right. What do you have for Isaac?
Good morning. So I was just wondering, because, you know, living in Texas, you never know when it's going to, when we're going to have a freeze, because I believe a couple of years ago, maybe 2 or 1 years ago, we had a freeze like in February, mm-hmm. a really good one. So I was just wondering, like, when is a good time to actually start planting and, you know, getting ready for spring and putting things in the ground?
Welcome to the roller coaster.
Right. Well, I think it depends on what you're planting. If you're going to do like deciduous trees or evergreen trees, if you're going to do shrubs, if you're going to do annuals, perennials. So if that helps.
Yeah. Yeah. Things like your vegetables. What are you going to grow?
Mm-hmm. Well, just like maybe some shrubs, like putting that in the ground.
Yeah.
If they're evergreen or deciduous shrubs, then get them planted now.
Right.
Take advantage of the cooler temperatures, the increased rainfall.
Yeah.
And then get them established before summertime, because that's going to be what's really hard on now. If it's tropicals like hibiscus, so you know you need to know the classification of your plant.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you'll know, you know, and you know, you could even plant some tropical things right now and take your chances, but you'll have to protect if we're going to have a frost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So the shrubs can handle a freeze even if it, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Most of our shrubs here, you know, even in that really hard freeze, unless they were struggling or really old, they made it through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, you gotta plant them, get them healthy, get them established, and you know they can handle.
Give them
all
some
kinds
examples
of
some hardy shrubs.
Well, a lot of your hollies, your roses,
roses,
hawthorns. You know, pittosporums were a little bit fussy in the freeze, even young ones.
Oh yeah,
but I mean, dwarf yaupon holly, boxwoods, things like that. Yeah. They should be fine planted in good compost and good mulch and things like that. You should be fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even color.
All right.
I mean, we've got color that will get a that'll go through the winter, which is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's endless
options
to plant now. But you know, like I said, if you wanted to take a risk and plant something a little bit more tropical, you can. You'll just have to have a plan for protection just in case, because we always get that last little go at winter in February, sometimes the beginning of March. So
yeah,
there's not a definite you're clear date until the end of March.
Okay. And I can't remember if the one of my favorite plants right now, it's just, I think it's an annual or a perennial, but it's the cyclamen. I was wondering how long does that last through the spring? Like, can it still last through the spring or no?
Well, the cyclamen will last till we get, you know, consistently above 70 degrees, and then it gets a little too warm for it. But it likes the cooler weather, so you'd be okay till probably
usually,
March,
sometimes,
April.
Yeah, Easter. Yeah. And I think Easter's early this year.
Yeah.
But usually by Easter, then it's like, okay, now it's time to get rid of our spring flowers, so things like cyclamen. And that's a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But enjoy them while we're cool.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, that's good. Okay,
Tariq. Well, thank you for calling.
Yes.
Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros. And if you want to talk to Sherry and Isaac, just like Tariq did, you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. So it's top of mind talking about, okay, either I have no clue that I can plant during this time of year, or I do have a clue, but what should I do first?
Yeah.
And we've been talking about that. So beds. Say you have established beds.
Mm-hmm.
It is now the first week of January. Some things to think about on that established bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things to think about.
Yeah. If you've got anything that needs to be trimmed back, if you can pull out any existing soil and then just mix some good, you know, compost or a good mixed soil with it to get ready for any planting.
Right.
And mulch.
Yep.
Can't say that enough, right?
Yeah. That's right. And the mulch, I learned from our Home Show Garden Pros, helps protect the roots.
Yeah.
And not even just in the winter, but we need that mulch all year.
It's an added insulation, basically.
Right. Mm-hmm. And helps with moisture in the summer.
Yeah.
So get that done. What about weeds? Should I be bothered with weeds in my beds?
Now's a good time, you know,
to pull them.
Why not? You could do a pre-emergent and then, you know, put down your mulch.
Yeah.
I mean, weeds are always a problem, right? Yeah. With our warm days, we don't stay consistently cold.
Right.
So, I mean, you'll get a little influx of some chickweed. We'll start seeing that, which is the bright green little weed that pops up. And spurge and your warm season stuff, those should be gone. I know dollar weed and is kind of hanging in there. Dichondra's hanging in there. So there's a few that that are hanging in there right now. But, you know, pull them, mulch. And it's like you said, pre-emergent, and you should be good.
And it's so easy to pull right now because the ground is kind of moist. Right.
Yes.
But one thing I think we really need to be careful, do not overwater.
Oh, yes. I drive through the neighborhoods and people are still watering and they're wondering why they have fungus. And it's like, just turn it off. Save the money. Save the money. Save the resource at this point. Right now, we are getting enough rain. Our grounds are saturated.
Turn the water off.
Yes.
All right. But leave your radio on.
And call us.
Yes. Right. At Home Show Garden Pros, you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will talk to you about your lawn and garden and planting.
Whatever you want to talk about.
Right after this.
Landscaping, like fashion, quickly shifts from chic to outdated. Keeping yours ahead of the trends is easy. Piercescapes updates your home's curb appeal with a timeless touch, from design and installation to maintenance. Whether you prefer lush gardens, sleek hardscaping, or something in between, Piercescapes brings your vision to life. 3 decades of restoring and enhancing Houston yards makes Piercescapes your fashionable choice. Get started now. Visit piercescapes.com.
It's tired, showing its age. Deep inside, you're ready for something new. Pools can be that way. Hi, I'm Joe Puccio. My team at Clean and Clear Pool Supplies transforms tired, old pools into the one that you secretly dream of. Replastered, retiled, redecked, renewed. Stop dreaming, start swimming in a renewed pool that's positively ageless. Clean and Clear Pools, supporting, maintaining, and restoring pools. We're on Highway 6 North at West Road and online at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Cutting back plants help them survive winter. 70 to 80% isn't too much. It might hurt you, but helps your plants. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for joining us this morning. We have the best listeners and callers ever.
We're sitting here solving all of Sandy's
lawn
and garden problems.
Yes. And we still need to do that, but we'll do it at the break. Or we'll tell you what my lawn and garden problem is after we talk about Landscaper's Pride. One of our favorites. It's a go-to on your garden shelf. So there are always some things that we talk about. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to have them on your garden shelf, because there are times when you go outside and you think, oh my goodness, I need to do this. And there it is. You just grab the bag or the tool and you're good to go.
And when you go visit a garden center and you see all the bags and you're like, what do I choose? Mm-hmm. You know, you can't go wrong if it says Landscaper's Pride on it. And so they have 27 different products and aggregates. So high quality crafted soils and mulches, you know, their premium potting soil and their even just their regular 40 pound potting soil is one of the best potting soils that you can get for your money.
And this is a great time to do some repotting.
Repotting, seeding.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting seeds now.
Yes.
And a potting soil is great. If you don't have a seed starter handy, a potting soil is great to start.
Good.
Start your seeds in. And of course, our favorite black velvet mulch.
Yes. You hear us talking about it all the time. And I literally will have a bag or a half a bag somewhere because sometimes I just need to throw it on a few plants or around a few plants. So, you know, you mentioned they have 27 different bagged products. Now, we're not going to go through every one of them with you, but trust me, they're aggregates, they're soils, they're mulches.
Right.
And they've even been talking about, you know, remember about the premium rose mix.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I love on that is that it's got the slow release fertilizer.
It does. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's rose season. You know, most nurseries and garden centers have gotten their roses. So it's time to get your beds built and build them out of the rose mix.
Yeah.
Like the Landscaper's Pride rose mix is built for roses. You can plant other things in it, but built for roses. So get your beds ready and get your favorite roses picked out and get them planted. So for more information on Landscapers Pride, you can go to landscaperspride.com or Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, and they're local.
Yes.
So Landscapers Pride, ask about any of their products. So good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Isaac and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. It's such an easy number. Listeners should have it memorized almost. 281-833-3333.
Yeah, so when you're out in your yards today and you're looking around going, what do I want to do? You know, what can I plant?
Yeah.
Just give us a call. Ask us.
Right.
We'll tell you. We'll tell you what you can do today.
Right. Like Tariq was like, okay, I know it's January, but, you know, can I do anything? What do I want to do?
Yeah, I don't like to wait. Like I'm just not a waiter. I'm not very patient. Yeah. And so we were talking about, you know, things that we can plant now. Now, you can get started with a lot of stuff. Just have a plan of action just in case. Like Isaac was saying, you know, there is some winter coming.
Right.
You know, we don't know how long the freeze is going to last. Yeah. You know, there's some 30s on the radar, but, you know, is that an hour or two?
Usually. Yeah. Usually. Yeah.
Yeah. And is there cloud cover? Is there wind? There's so many variables to the weather and how it affects our plants. And, you know, up where Isaac and I are up north, it's going to be totally different than if you're a listener from down, you know, I-10 or south.
Right.
So,
That's true.
I always get my tomato plants, my tomato starts in the ground. I don't mess with this bumping them up. I get them in the ground by the end of January.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm in the garden business.
Yeah.
And we get busy, you know, spring can spring in February.
Yeah.
And I won't have time.
Well, last year, it was February 22nd. It was the last Saturday of February when we had a big Saturday.
So,
that's when
spring
kicked off.
That was spring sprung. And it was like winter the week before. And then And so, you know, I have to take advantage of my downtime and get things planted. So I will plant my tomatoes the last week of January. Yeah. Like clockwork, we've got to get a jump on it here because we get so hot so fast. I do it out of convenience. You know, my time is very valuable, and so I have to get started. And I urge everybody to get started because if you have a small baby tomato that you just planted and 2 weeks later we have a hard freeze, you can protect that by throwing a bucket over the top of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not really hard. It's not like it's a fully established tomato plant that you have to worry about protecting. So
It's still
And then, you know, next month you can start doing your annuals, some of your, you know, early spring annuals, begonias, petunias, snapdragons, dianthus. I mean,
it's so funny when the fall comes, I'm always so ready for the fall because I'm like, oh, I'm kind of tired of my summer.
Ready
color.
For a change.
Yes. And then you know, in about a month, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm so tired of my winter color.
I catch myself saying, fall is my favorite time to plant, but then spring is too.
Yeah.
But then summer is too. So I kind of like planting.
Yeah. So we're so lucky to be able to add the different color and variety all through the year. I mean, I love looking at my window and thinking, oh, thank goodness I'm here. I get to enjoy this.
Yeah.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can give Sherry and Isaac a call. They can answer your questions at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. Isaac is from Spring Gardens Nursery. And we still haven't circled back about the pruning, so we can chat about some pruning when we return.
Pruning and tree planting. But get your questions, get your paper handy, get your pen, because we'll have some information for you.
Yeah, tips on planting and pruning after this.
Be dependable. That was Dad's golden rule.
Bert Jr. from Kiss Generators.
Being dependable is why Kiss Generators installs Kohler generators, delivering emergency power on demand for homes, buildings, and hospitals for over 100 years. Whenever power goes out, your Kiss generator will restore security systems, lights, comfort, and communications in 10 seconds or less. Choose from full home or load sharing systems custom designed for your budget. Now, before hurricane season, choose dependable. Choose Kiss Generators. KissGenerators.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, everybody. It's Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Welcome to 2024.
your year to create the garden of your dreams. And now is the time to start because it's prep time. No pesky bugs or hot weather to deal with. Time to throw out compost and fertilizer and pre-emergent weed control. Time to clean out all those flower beds and prep for spring. Or better yet, plant with winter annuals such as pansies, snapdragons, dianthus, and more. They will bloom until May. That's 5 months of color. Certainly worth the effort. So come on by. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Big or small, Nelson's has it all. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Isaac too. Oh, well, hello. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We were talking about sweet people.
Yes, and how we are surrounded by them.
We are surrounded by them. We were talking about Anita and Peter, and I said, of course, and Isaac too. You know, so all of our Home Show Garden Pros. We love our Home Show Garden Pros. And if you're just tuning in, I want to remind you, these are locally owned and operated nurseries, mm-hmm. and you are every Saturday morning you get to have one of them that you can listen to and you can call and talk to, and they are the ones. They're your go-tos.
Yeah.
You know, if you have got ready to go do some shopping, we have Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens down in Katy. We have Plants for All Seasons, which is so handy off of 249. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens in Richmond and in Rosenberg. So that's super handy for uh-huh. anybody mm-hmm. in the South. Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center between the Woodlands and Conroe. And Spring Gardens Nursery. Mm-hmm. So handy to Woodlands and spring areas.
And so, I say it's super important to plug into yes. a good garden center. You right. know, there's a lot of places out there that sell plants
right.
that aren't garden mm-hmm. centers. There's mm-hmm. a lot of places out there that sell products mm-hmm. that have no clue what they're selling.
Yeah.
So plug into a good garden center. They're going to get you the right products mm-hmm. for the right project.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you can always call us at 281-833-3333 and ask us what you should do too.
That's right. Perfect. So we were talking about planting and pruning.
Yeah.
So earlier in the show, you were talking about crepe myrtles and different pruning. So what should people be looking for out in the garden that they should be pruning?
Well, you can do, you know, crepe myrtles, a lot of your deciduous trees, a lot of your oaks.
And when you say deciduous, yeah. yes. I am going to step out and ask you what you mean. Because I say those words and a lot of times people go, what does that mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Explain.
The trees that lose their leaves.
Right.
For example, red maple, red bud, some of your oaks.
Mm-hmm. Crepe myrtles.
Crepe myrtles. Vitex.
Most of your ornamental flowering trees and your fruit trees besides citrus.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Those are deciduous.
Yeah.
Those are
yes.
Peach, if they're naked apple. Right now, they're deciduous.
All right.
or half naked. right. Some of them haven't quite dropped.
Yeah. They're shy.
Yeah. yeah.
I think my red oak's about 3/4 naked.
Yes.
yeah. So those yes. are deciduous. Those
deciduous. And your evergreen shrubs Evergreens, are trees.
Or trees, you know, pine tree, live oak.
Magnolias.
I'm trying to think what else.
Hollies.
Hollies, cherry laurels. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are going to be your evergreens.
Those are your evergreens.
So they're not necessarily like up north, evergreens are cone bearing,
right.
coniferous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here, it's just anything that keeps its leaves over the winter.
Right. Right. So your deciduous, you want to do any like structural pruning. They call it crown cleaning. You want to thin it out a little bit. You don't want a lot of crossing branches.
Okay, mm-hmm. crossing branches. I've got some of those.
Because all what right. happens, especially like in the crepe myrtles, because it's a soft wood, it'll cross and they'll almost kind of merge together, and then that creates a weak union.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
And then if you get any winds or anything, you can break or
okay.
whatever.
So thinning. Nothing maybe over the size of a number two pencil, maybe right. a little bit more, but right. you don't want to do what we're going to start seeing people do in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Which is murder them.
Well, if they're listening to us, they won't.
Right.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
But it is, it's everybody follows the lead right. of the other neighbors. So.
Right. So you just want to thin it out a little bit and you can basically just kind of tip where you have the old seed pods.
Yes.
You just want to remove
just
those.
Get those off. Okay, yeah. And we can do that now.
Yeah, because that'll promote
in.
New growth. And one thing that I always like to do as well is because crepe myrtles are prone to, you know, diseases and mm-hmm. insects, you can also put, you know, like a basically a systemic insect control.
Oh.
And you can also do that on like your citrus.
Okay.
Because your citrus are kind of prone for leaf miners.
Okay. All right.
And so now's a good time to do that.
Okay.
Before active growth, right?
Yeah.
Good idea. Great tip.
So pruning and pruning with a feeding, small pea. Right. And and mulching around the base of them. Mm-hmm. It's all things that can be done now.
And you can also, put compost. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can put compost as a mulch. Because a lot of people are like, well, that's compost. I can't mulch with it. Well, you can do that.
Right. And what was it last weekend you were saying? Mulch is basically, it's not composted yet.
It's immature compost, right? Yeah. You put it there and this year, that's what they say at Nature's Way.
Right.
This year's mulch is next year's compost.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's right. If you want to get a jump ahead, go ahead and grab a couple of bags of compost and get those around the plants. You can top it with some mulch.
Right.
Good. Yeah. And so this is a great time to be pruning your other trees as well because we're not in an active growth state. And so if you are in an active growth state, like let's say in the summertime and it's actively pulling the fluids up and it's, you risk disease and insects because it takes longer for it to heal.
Okay.
So right now you can cut it and it'll heal over. So if you have some even on your live oaks and things like that, you can do some thinning and pruning on those as well.
All right. It's more gentle this time of year.
Yeah.
Or this season.
Yeah. Now, if you have a big, beautiful tree like at Sandy, I went to Sandy's house yesterday and she's got these big, beautiful trees that have big branches. Mm-hmm. You would want to pay somebody to come and do the pruning on those. Yeah. But your little trees that you can reach, you can do some.
My crepe myrtles. I need to get the buds off of those because I've had great luck with my crepe myrtles, and I do not murder them.
Yes. And let's talk about that real quick because, every January, February, that's what we see. And so the reason why people would prune their crepe myrtles, it makes them look nicer. Thinning keeps the canopies, so they're not going to blow over when we have our heavy winds in the spring with the cool fronts and the warm fronts battling it out. If you don't prune a crepe myrtle, it's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't have to prune it. And, a lot of people say that they're pruning it to control the height. That's not going to help. If you have a 20-foot tall crepe myrtle and you take it in half, it's going to get 20 foot tall again, right?
Yeah.
And if you have a 20-foot tall crepe myrtle and you take 6 inches off, it's just going to get to 20 foot.
Right.
It's not going to exceed that.
Right.
So know the max height on your crepe myrtle. Know the mature height.
Yeah.
And then just kind of do a little thinning and pruning, but don't do that big whack.
Right. Well, and then if you want a crepe myrtle that only gets 10 feet tall.
Yeah. Then plant one that gets 10 feet.
Then buy the right
There's kind. A huge assortment of different height ranges and colors on crepe myrtles. They're not all created the same.
Right. You can get anything from 5 feet to, 35 feet.
Yeah, I got some beautiful ones at Spring Gardens Nursery, the ones that have the more maroon leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful. I love those guys.
Yeah.
But my big trees, you're right. There have been years where I've just been too busy and I'm like, I don't have time. And then poof, they look lovely.
Exactly.
It's almost like they get a break.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't have to chop me up.
Well, when you chop them back, you take their immune system back too.
Yeah.
And so they'll get bugs and fungus that year. So just stop cutting them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So be careful. Well, this is why you listen to Home Show Garden Pros. And this is why you call us at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. Such great tips and hints. And what are we going to do out in the garden today and in the next coming weeks? Give us a call and we'll return after this.
Trees are the earth's lungs. They purify the air, keeping things cool. And Lord knows we could use that. But, as you know, trees can't speak, and that is where we come in. Hi, I'm Ed Dolphin, certified arborist and the brains behind the Woodlands Tree Experts. With over 30 years of tree care experience, we can diagnose all of your tree-related issues from roots below the soil to the tip of the branches, from pruning to removal, insect control, even fertilization issues. We keep your trees healthy, looking good, and safe. Let us speak for your trees. The Woodlands Tree Experts.com.
My name is Scott McGrath. The first love of my life, Caroline Knightsberry, was attacked by a swarm of killer bees. At her deathbed, I made her two promises. I promised to name my first child Caroline, and I promised to not rest until I killed every insect on planet Earth. Well, now, just 20 years later, and with the help of my son Caroline, we are well on our way to honoring my commitment. If you have a problem with insects at your house, I strongly encourage you to call McGrath Pest Control at McGrathPestControl.com.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, the sport of gardening. We love getting our hands dirty. You can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery is here with us.
And like I said, get your notepad out with your pen.
Yeah.
Be ready to write stuff down because we'll be talking about products and solutions and trying to steer people to the right places to
good
purchase
choices.
Yeah. One of these products that we talk about is made by Nelson's Plant Food.
Yes, and it's another on-your-shelf product.
Yes, besides their species-specific plant foods, like we talk about rose and azalea, plumeria, I mean, they have a whole line of these species-specific foods that every gardener should be using. Mm-hmm. But they have something really exciting this year. You know, we're talking about planting fruit trees and trees in general. They have a new transplant mix called Genesis.
That is so awesome.
It is so cool. It's a 613, so it's a mild fertilizer, but it is loaded with beneficial bacteria, endo and ecto mycorrhizae fungi, which are great at the root. You put it in the hole when you're planting it, and it's like a granular root stimulator. It's going to activate those roots to grow
get
established. It encourages enzymatic production, which does all kinds of amazing things in the soil. So it's going to help enhance the biology of the soil. We're always talking about that. And when you're planting, you want to do it right at the time of planting so that 2-3 years down the road, we're not running into problems.
Yeah.
Right. So Genesis Transplant Mix will help your plants and your trees establish quicker. So even if you're planting a rose bush, mix in some transplant mix. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like your granular root stimulator.
And it comes in those containers, easy to have on your shelf
for
when you're adding a plant here or there. So.
Yeah, and it's not like a big bag that you have to worry about getting wet or moisture in there.
Right.
It's just a great product. They're really coming up with some really innovative new products. And also their Turf Star line.
Oh.
It's going to be time for Weedinator here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite yet.
Okay.
But get it ready for when we know that we're kind of in that active growth state. We're going to kill some weeds back. It's safe to use. It's not like our old-fashioned weed and feed products.
Yeah.
It will kill some weeds. It's got a pre-emergent in it, and it's got a quick-release fertilizer.
Perfect.
So it's the Turf Star Weedinator. For more information, you can go to nelsonsplantfood.com nelsonsfertilizer.com, or you can go to Home Show Garden Pros.
Right. We have all of our – everybody on there is listed. And Nelson Plant Food, and they're like 40 years old. They've been doing this a long time.
Absolutely.
So they are perfecting those products. So Nelson Plant Food, make sure you get their go-to products on your shelf. And then this one is such a great addition.
And most of your Home Show Garden Pros carry all the products. Mm-hmm. And if they don't have the new Genesis product, ask them. They'll get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So Nelson Plant Food.
But you can call us at 281-833-3333, and we will direct you to the right Home Show Garden Pro location.
Right. Exactly. And I'm Sandy here with Sherry and Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery. And Spring Gardens Nursery is up off of Goslin Road in Spring. And let me tell you, when you drive up there, you see this big nursery, but then across the little road, you see this big tree nursery, it looks like.
Right.
That's
our growing operation.
Yeah. So beautiful. Well, and you grow some of your own plants, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Our own vegetables, annuals, perennials, some of our shrubs, our larger shrubs, trees.
But if you're thinking of some trees, it's a great place to go and visit. So we were talking about citrus.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fine time to plant those citrus trees. Just make sure that you get them mulched around them.
Yeah. And I would say, you know, most of the nurseries are starting to bring in their citrus and their fruit trees right now. Yeah. So it's a great time to be purchasing them because with the whole plant your own edible, you know, everybody wants something, food sources in their yard. You know, I think they're going to gobble them up pretty quick.
Yeah.
So start planning and getting the varieties you want. Mm-hmm. Get out to the nursery, see what they have.
Right.
And then you could plant your citrus right now. Absolutely.
Or hang on to it.
Okay. Because if we do have a freeze, you will have to protect citrus.
Right.
You know, your things like peaches, plums, apples, pears, you know, those are deciduous. Yeah,
right.
Those can take the cold. They actually need the cold to bloom.
Okay.
Now, the citrus doesn't necessarily need the cold to bloom.
Mm-hmm.
But in mine at home are confused. But you need a – they're all in full bloom right now.
Right, right.
But you need a plan to protect if we're going to have a hard freeze.
Right, right. Yeah. And then – we don't feed the citrus. If we already have citrus trees, mm-hmm. do we feed them right now in January?
I mean, if you can protect them, you can feed them.
Okay.
You know, if you're going to be moving them in, then it doesn't really matter. But if they're in the ground, would you wait?
It depends on what you're feeding them with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It depends on what you're feeding them with. Is it a, you know, hopefully it's an organic fertilizer. You can do a granular and a liquid. But it depends on, you know, what it is, your NPK. I would probably wait a little bit longer.
Okay.
Maybe till March, till our last chance of freeze.
I'd probably wait. You could probably even do, you know, the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, great information. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We will return and take your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener. Plants for Texas, Texas grown for Texas gardens. MicroLife, healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. The Woodlands Tree Experts, the arborists that speak for the trees. TheWoodlandsTreeExperts.com. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. Jacob is our board op's having a hard time controlling us.
We're having too much fun in
He's
here.
He's like, come on, guys. We're going on. Well, thank you, Jacob, for keeping us in line. I mean to tell you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you so much for joining us. You can call us at 281-833-3333. And we've got a line of calls coming in for Isaac from Spring Gardens Nursery and Sherry. But Sherry, it's always a great time to get some food and minerals in for our lawn and garden.
Yeah, especially things like azomite. This is the time to apply azomite to get your ground ready, get your veggie gardens ready, supplement all those minerals that might have gotten depleted you know, last summer with all the water we were having to put out and all the stress that was involved. So you can get your azomite out. It's like a immune booster for your lawn and your trees and your shrubs. And if you're putting it in your vegetable garden, it increases the mineral content of the food that you're eating.
Perfect.
And if we're growing it, we want it to be the healthiest that it can be.
Right.
So it's just like you taking a mineral supplement, your zinc and your calcium, and, you know, to beef up your immune system to get through the winter or the summer. It's the same thing for your yard. So this is a great time, and they make it so easy. You just buy the bag, you put it in the spreader. You can put it out in the lawn with the spreader. I use a Red Solo cup. and put it in everything that I'm planting.
Yeah.
But you do need to supplement it throughout the year. And if you've never done it before, do a heavy dose to kind of bring up that content, mineral content in the soil, and then you can do a maintenance dose after that.
Yeah.
So pick up yeah, azomite. Pick up a bag at your local Garden Pro nursery. For more information, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com.
Right.
But this is the time to get it out.
Right. So azomite, and when you hear us talking about remineralizing,
yes,
this is a great one to go, a good go-to.
Yeah, azomite. You'll have less bugs, less fungus, less viruses. It'll just make everything healthier.
It's an anytime supplement.
A azomite. Through Z. Your minerals. Yes.
And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can call us at 281-833-3333. And we have got Wes on the line. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning. Well, y'all are talking about murdering. I hate to bring this up, but I need to murder some weeds. I have two questions. One, I've got 600 feet of length of a crushed concrete driveway and heavily wooded. I cannot get rid of these weeds that are overtaking the crushed concrete driveway, but I don't want to harm the trees that are close to it.
Right.
What can I do?
Do you know what kind of weeds they are? Is it like one particular weed, or is it a mix of different types of weeds?
Oh, I have no clue. I mean, I think it looks like grass.
Yeah. I would probably recommend like an application of vinegar.
And not just regular vinegar, like a 20 to 30% horticultural grade vinegar.
Yeah.
And that'll act like a quick knockdown, like a quick kill, kind of like a non-selective, like Roundup.
Right.
But to keep them from coming back, if we know what weeds they are, you could apply a pre-emergent.
Yeah.
And then reapply the pre-emergent 2-3 times through the year to keep them from coming up. So let's get an ID on those weeds. Send us some pictures before you kill them. With the vinegar.
Okay.
If we get an ID, we can let you know if they're coming up from seed.
Right.
Or if they're coming up, like if it's Bermuda grass, then it's going to be a process.
Right.
Of kill, 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 kill with the vinegar until it doesn't come back anymore. So you can.
A lot of them are very tall.
Yeah.
Skinny things. Okay.
Yeah, let's get an ID because if it's nut sedge, we need to do a sedge killer. Yeah. You can only do so much burn back, but you've got to get a sedge killer. But we've got to figure out what they are, get the best product for you, and then prevent things from coming back. And you can go on Home Show Garden Pros to that, click the Ask a Pro button and send a picture, or visit one of your favorite Home Show nurseries and get a positive ID, and then let's come up with a plan of attack.
Excellent.
Awesome. All right,
and the last one is, can you grow avocado trees in Texas?
You can, and there's a couple different varieties that do very well in the Houston area. There's like the Joey, there's the Haas. I actually planted, I want to say it was over 15 years ago, I planted an avocado tree in Friendswood for my sister-in-law, and it got huge.
Yeah. What part of town are you in, Wes?
I'm actually in Santa Fe, Texas.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. So, perfect. You'll have a better success down there.
Right.
Because you have less winter than we have up here.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, so just have a plan of attack for when we have those crazy winters on how you're going to protect it, not just blanketing it, but protecting that graft union. But yeah, that they definitely, especially down in that area, Santa Fe, you'll be able to have good success.
Fun.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Wes. Have a great day.
And you can call just like Wes did at 281-833-3333, and we will return after this.
Spruce up your yard. Establish new plants. Prep them for winter. Plants for Texas makes it easy. Plants for Texas are hardy, durable, resilient plants, especially acclimated to our ever-changing environment. From summer heat to winter cold and everything in between, Plants for Texas brings your landscape to life. Grown in Texas for Texas gardens, Plants for Texas are easy to find. Look for the Texas flag on their pots and the Texas-shaped tags at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. Keep it local. Green thumb optional. Plants for Texas. Texas grown for Texas gardens.
Trustworthy, reliable, has integrity, goes the extra mile. It's a refreshing change to have a company that you can trust work on a major project.
You don't get customer reviews like that through luck.
Hi, I'm Bill Jacks, owner of Advanced Home Exteriors. We've worked hard over the past 15 years to put together an amazing team of James Hardy Elite Preferred Installers, field estimators, and support personnel to make every aspect of your experience run seamlessly. Schedule an estimate today at AdvancedHomeExteriors.net.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
We are here with Isaac in the studio. He's taking your calls. He's from Spring Gardens Nursery. And he's taking your calls at 281-833-3333.
But before we get to calls, want to talk about Best Choice Lawn Aeration. Ricky does an amazing job. Anywhere you live in Houston, he will aerate your yard and compost chodras. And we talk about this all the time. It's one of the most important things you can do for your lawn. Get it ready for the summer. Take advantage of the cooler temperatures. Get it done now while the ground is still soft. Get the compost on. Call Ricky. It's 713-890-9977. Let's get this done so that when the grass is in active growth state, it is ready to go. You don't have to mess with it again. He also offers a yearly program that he'll come out. He'll do two aerations, one in the spring, one in the fall, I believe.
Perfect.
And six fertilization applications. So he'll be in your yard six times a year if you sign up for that program. He can get ahead of any problems.
Right.
So this... let this be the year of the lawn. It'll help you with water retention. It's going to help the grass thrive and get it through this summer, which is the hardest time on your lawn.
And talk about heavy lifting. Aeration is a project you really want to hire out.
Hire somebody,
And Ricky's been doing this for a decade.
And that's all he does.
Yes.
He's not trying to do tree trimming and all that. You know, he's focused on lawn aeration, compost, top dressing, and organic fertilizers.
Yeah, and he uses all the good stuff that we talk about.
Absolutely.
So Best Choice Lawn Aeration, this is something you need to have on your list to call, and then you get to check it off your list.
Yeah.
Because it's on Ricky's schedule now.
Yeah, so give him a call, 713-890-9977. If you missed that, you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, get more information.
Yes.
But get that on your list. This is the planning phase, right?
Right. Well, welcome, everybody. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we have got Jeannie on the line. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. I received for Christmas a Norfolk pine. It's in a 2-gallon pot, and it's a little over 3 feet tall. I'm concerned about how much sun it needs and the temperature change for it. I'll be trying to keep it outside.
Okay. Isaac, what you got?
I would probably put it in a larger container and put it, you know, in a kind of a filtered area, and I think it would be fine.
Yeah, so a patio, it can take some direct sun, but I'd say more morning to midday sun, but not that hot afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, they grow in tropical, like you go to any tropical island, you'll see it. Like when I went to Hawaii, there was Norfolk pines that were 50 foot tall.
Right.
So, you do have to have a protection plan for winter. So, a pot would be great.
Okay. Okay. In the summertime, the front of my house faces the north.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would get filtered light instead of.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now it needs to be. On the south side of my house?
No, you can keep it on the north side, but just have a protection plan for the for the winter time.
Okay, when it gets below what, 40?
Yeah.
So? Yeah.
Yeah, I would say if we're going to be, you know, in the 30s, you know, just keep it close to the house, maybe where some heat is generated a little bit. And then if we're going to have a hard freeze, since it's small right now, just bring it in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that will work.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people do them inside the house in a bright window. So inside in a bright window, you're fine. Or if you want to get it outside for a more permanent, you know, I had neighbors that had them on either side of the front door for 20 years before we had that freeze 3 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, and I put it in bigger and bigger pots as
yeah,
it grows.
And you can, as it grows, kind of step it up. You don't have to go directly to a huge pot.
Yeah.
But right now it's in that 2 gallon, but he said to put it in a bigger pot. I would
put it in a bigger pot now, because if you wait, then you're going to be more likely to stress it out. So I would go ahead and do that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Sandy here with Sherry, and we've got Isaac taking your questions and concerns about what's going on in your lawn and garden. He is from Spring Gardens Nursery, so he is the expert in the house. Taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. But you always have a second expert, which is Sherry. So you've got our visiting expert from Spring Gardens Nursery and Sherry. So they would love to hear from you, and we will return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.